USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On Capitol Hill, history has been made as the Senate votes 53-47 to confirm Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. She'll replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This is a wonderful day, a joyous day, an inspiring day.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The soon-to-be justice can either satisfy her radical fan club or help preserve the judiciary that Americans need. But not both. I'm afraid the nominee's records tells us which is likely. But I hope Judge Jackson proves me wrong.
Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky has thanked President Biden after the U.S. chose to ban Russian oil imports. Russia has also been kicked off the U.N. Human Rights Council. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
An island-wide power outage still has a majority of Puerto Rico without electricity. The outage happened late on Wednesday night, and the exact cause still remains under investigation. The island's utility provider, Luma Energy, said in a statement there was a fire at the Costa Sur power plant. Luma said they didn't have an estimate when the power would be fully restored. Forecasters say it's going to be a roller coaster ride of weather this weekend in the east, with conditions changing from winter to spring. By this weekend, a cold start is expected to go across the Great Lakes and the Northeast. The cold air will progress into the south, where major cities like Raleigh and Savannah will record temperatures about 20 degrees below normal. By Monday, they say it will return to spring, with warmer temperatures pushing eastward. The warm surge will continue on through Tuesday and Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who runs the InfoWars media company, gave a deposition this week in a defamation case brought by the families of the Sandy Hook Elementary Massacre in 2012. Jones sat for the deposition Tuesday and Wednesday, a week after Connecticut Judge Barbara Ellis ordered him to pay $25,000 per weekday that he refused to submit to the interview. She found him in contempt of court March 30th when he failed to show up for depositions. Jones's lawyers said their client paid $75,000 in fines for failing to comply. They asked for the money to be reimbursed. Attorney said Jones missed previous deposition dates because of health issues, though he did leave his home at least once to film an episode of his show. The court filings said the distributor of Jones's show, Genesis Communications, also wishes to depose him next week. A judge ruled in November that Jones was liable for damages for defaming the families of the victims of the Sandy Hook shooting. Tiger Woods finished one under par in his first round of the Masters. It's his first competition since the car crash last year that nearly ended his career. Ferrero North America has voluntarily recalled their Kinder Happy Moments chocolate and Kinder Mix chocolate treats. They were manufactured in a place where salmonella was detected after some children became sick. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.